queen, but she stands alone. The rest of us are under the heel of husbands, fathers, grandfathers, all the way back to Noah, a patriarchy of domination. In every position of power in this country, a man sits and pontificates. Why should that be?
They are your superior.
Because they grow beards and have a bulging corporation like yourself, sir.
A little decorum, Mary.
Oh, some other day. The minds of women are as perceptive, intelligent, and logical as any masculine counterpart. But they are denied entry to the seats of learning and corridors of power. What is the reason?
God wills it so. The Bible declares that women must serve.
Men, my good sir, wrote the Bible.
God is a man.
According to the Bible.
That is blasphemous.
Just an observation.
It's a nuisance you're creating here, madam. I must ask you to move on.
Oh, a man in uniform. What a delight.
Though not of the city police, sir.
Constable Mulholland, Leith Station.
Ah, I intend to address a meeting at the Leith Links. See you then, Constable.
In the meantime, I'll ask you to move on.
For what reason?
Obstructing the thoroughfare.
Yet this is Princess Street, outside your jurisdiction.
You are correct, Martha. Wielding false power beyond his boundaries. Masculinity personified.
You've made your point, Mary.
Come to the Leith Links, women of Edinburgh, and bring your husbands for some much-needed elucidation.
Please don't take it personally, Constable. My sister likes to stand her ground.
I don't take anything personal. I uphold the law. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Well, what's the verdict?
The men are frothing at the mouth and the women...